Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the B3 G1F 8.1 pound breast sex big chest realistic masturbation from Acme Joy. And they actually sent me something they want me to read. So here we go. If you want to impress a woman during sex, you must do extra foreplay. Women will fall in love with your performance in sex, soothing her breasts and a booster for sex. Having these big boobs exercises your foreplay ability. Stimulate her breasts patiently and skillfully, massaging her breasts from light to heavy, using her fingers to circle her breasts, approaching the areola, and finally touching the nipple, causing her to lose control of her body. If you like breast sex, this toy is also good. Gather her breasts with your hands and let your penis gradually slide on the smooth breasts, which is different from the feeling of putting it in a vagina. Breast sex has a visual impact. After releasing sexual desire, put hands on her big breasts and gently knead her nipples to calm down. Okay, so this is the breast sex 8.1 pound breast masturbation toy from Acme Joy. This isn't. This is just a doggy style type of ass toy, which I'll be reviewing later. But I wanted to show what this is for. So let's take this away and I'll show what I'm talking about. Okay, so you have your body pillow waifu. You have your doggy style ass or some type of small masturbatory toy, which has the vagina and the ass, and you can thrust into it and have your time. Here's the problem. When you're having missionary sex, you want to kind of like press your waifu's body passionately against you, and she's just a body pillow. You have this part to interact with, but what if you want to, you know, you want to embrace her with a loving passion? There's nothing to grab onto because her titties, they're just a picture on a body pillow and they're not really there. So here's where the Acme Joy breast sex type of thing comes in. It's obviously big. It's life size. I say life size like it's life size from this one angle. It's actually flat on the back. I'll show you in a second. But my point is, this pairs, if you have a small toy like this, one of these small doggy style ass toys, which you use to interact with your body pillow waifu, this gives you breasts you can also interact with to kind of pair with this. And, you know, obviously these don't match, but it doesn't matter. My point is, this adds additional functionality. This can give you more points to interact with. And if you're just, you know, using the body pillow for missionary, this gives you something to kind of press against instead of just only interacting with this one part and then having the rest just be a body pillow. So let me show you, let me move this out of the way a bit. All right, so first thing, the breasts are very big. They're firm, so I could tell that they're solid. So these aren't hollow, they don't have a gel in them. These are solid but squishy. You get a nice, you know, good thing. You can do a jiggle test, obviously. Well, let's do the jiggle test like that. Okay, good. I mean, they're solid. I prefer a nice kind of hollow, squishy, you know, kind of soft breast, but these are good. They're just solid. They're squishy, but they feel like, they feel solid. So if you ever felt like a girl who's gotten like a breast implant, that's what this feels like. It doesn't feel like a natural boob. I have felt breasts that do have a natural boob feel. They usually are kind of semi-hollow. Like Celestina's boobs are semi-hollow, so they have a nice natural squish. But obviously that costs extra money. It's whatever. Point is, these breasts are nice. They're big. There's room there for titty fucking. So let me show you the other side. So as you can see, it's flat. It's flat. Let me stand it up so you can see the kind of measurements. You can see that it cuts off right around here. It's completely flat. So it's not like there's a back there. There's nothing there. This is just the breast. And there's no like bonus hole. I remember seeing a toy that had like a vagina under the breast. It was like some kind of Call of Cthulhu monster. This doesn't have any kind of hole for you to have sex with. There's no bonus pussy hole. It's just boobs. So let me show you, like, you can see the distance, though. This is a pretty good Like, you could press these together and you can, you know, have a boob job. So this is a good, like, I mean, these aren't huge. These aren't enormous, like, H cup, you know, huge titties. This is a good, you know, large but natural looking cup size. And you can do, you can titty fuck it. So you just push these together, put your penis in between the boobs, push these together and just, you know, go up and down like you're masturbating. So you can use this to masturbate. You just kind of open it up like that, put your penis in, shut it, and then go like that. Probably you don't want to hold it like this because the flatness is very uncanny. Now, again, this is a little bit big. Like, it's not made with the proportions of a body pillow waifu. Whereas something like this, which is made in the proportions of a body pillow waifu, you can see the contrast. You have, like, a smaller toy, and you have, like, a larger life-size toy. So just be aware of what you're getting. I really like this concept. I've actually never seen something like this. I think this is a necessary and needed toy because I've seen lots of these. I've seen lots of doggy style kind of asses that pair with a body pillow waifu. But if you want to add like breasts to it, it's pretty hard to do. You either have to get like a full torso, in which case, like, what if you really like this? You really like this ass pussy combo, but you just wanted some titties. You didn't want to get a whole new replacement. So this could be something you could look into to pair with a doggy style ass and add some boobs. And you can titty fuck them. I could see this being a strong recommend if you're looking for a life-size pair of titties to go with your body pillow or something. But if you're looking for something, I don't know, just a little bit pricey, a little bit limited for the price you're paying, that's all. I do have a coupon code, so you can use the coupon code, save some money. Just be aware of the limitations of this, what it's for, and what your available alternatives are. But thank you, Acme Joy, for sending me this toy. I do appreciate it. And this is a recommend. You either know if this is something you might be interested in or not. So if you're interested in it, use the coupon code, save a little bit of money, go ahead and pick it up. Check out the site and the other toys they have available. So that's it. Thank you, Acme Joe, for sending me this toy. This is Turfling Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.